ever so real. It is time for the Friday morning mailbag. Here are the accumulations of all your communications from you to us via all the avenues of, well, contact these days. You can always call us, text us, email us, show up at the Sundance Square Studios and just hang outside our windows staring at us.
Hi.
Yeah, that one guy didn't blink for a good 2.5 minutes of a little while ago.
Yeah.
We made a new friend.
I may have had to call the Sundance security supervisor on him while I tell you what, gone.
We started the show. If you play Sade, you're gonna get smooth operators, perhaps. We always like to check and see, do we have a Hank FM newsletter? Well, no, because nothing is going on. But we always like to read corporate emails out loud on the radio.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, on reports that the app, Hank FM app, was skipping yesterday. Had numerous reports, I do believe.
Yeah, we were
assured.
Coming in, fast and furious.
By those that work from above and below. That they experience no skipping. And we do have in the hallways here, a no skipping policy. And that's largely just for safety.
But I love to skip.
Also got this from the IT department. Good afternoon, team. This is back on Wednesday.
Uh-oh.
Verizon is experiencing a nationwide outage. If you cannot place or receive calls and see your phone in SOS mode, then that is the issue. Hang tight. I know their engineers are pulling their hair out right now.
Engineers, are they known for having a lot of hair?
I want to see if this show can get one of those free phones that they're just handing out to the sales department around all over the place.
That's a thing? I had no idea.
I mean, I'm an operator. Anyway.
No need to ask.
Never.
I'm here all day. No, I'm not. I don't know about these New Year's resolutions. Someone is working out around here. I think this is from your pickleball leftovers. Hey, I'm on the promoter team at Harem Fits. We think you'd be a perfect fit to wear our activewear.
Wow.
If you're interested, we'd love to send you some pieces for free. Yeah, muscle-bound guy, as well as fire emoji.
Oh.
Just tap the share button and DM collab.
Okay.
But hurry, spots are limited.
I'm
so
sure.
If you want to be an influencer and obviously an athleisure model, KB,
mm-hmm.
We got to get on this, okay?
I can do it. I'm already booked for the cheerleader competition down at the convention center.
We'll just cheer for the turf.
Who do you think's going to be at the top of the pyramid? If I don't do it, nobody else will.
You're so the flyer.
Hearing from several Tonys, one in Dublin, Texas. Good morning, KB Heather Lee. I heard that with that Verizon, yep, $20 rebate. You got to have the app, though. And you got to fill it out in triplicate. All right. And then, do you have the one from Tony from across the pond?
I do not.
Here we go. This comes in via the email. It says, hello, Hank FM. I am enjoying listening to... Pardon me, I'm doing this wrong. Hello, Hank FM. I'm enjoying listening to KB and Heather Lee. I've been looking for a great Texas radio station for a while, and have been very fortunate to find y'all. Actually said y'all. I like that.
Oh, I love that.
Loving Tony.
I
love the variety of the great 80s and 90s country music that you play. I listen every single day. You are, in fact, the only radio station I listen to.
Boom!
Regards, Tony Wolf.
Ah!
In England.
He's so fancy.
You would think he would have... listen to another station with a name. But Tony, welcome to the show. Welcome to it.
So Kelly from the Ville, you know, she does keep us up to date on everything entertainment and beyond. I seem to have missed this, but Kid Rock having a birthday today. And Creed, they are going to be traveling together in their Rock the Country tour.
I did see this. This goes to small town. Blake Shelton's some of this. Miranda's on a few of the dates.
Oh, boy.
And yeah, it's going to be Kid Rock and who?
That would be Creed. Mm-hmm.
Do you think Sade can get in?
I don't know.
All right, I don't know.
But the comments do not disappoint, namely... who will be covering Creed Shift at Applebee's when all this goes down? She, you know, she's got questions.
They won us a World Series. All right. Yeah. Can you take me higher? This comes from Country Cliff out of Gordon, Texas. Good Friday morning, KB Heather Lee. Heather Lee.
Yes.
A few words of encouragement for you. Because tomorrow night, of course, the Celebrity Goat Milking Championship Arena 1 out there at the Stock Show at 5:30.
I'll be there.
Let the competition know. Right away, that you are not kidding around.
No way.
Kid.
Take that.
Hang on. definitely don't let them get your goat.
No way, Deborah Ferguson.
Focus on the good thoughts and not the bad.
See that?
Finally, seize the opportunity and milk it for all it's worth.
We always do there, Tuts.
Well done. Well done, buddy. Love you, Country Cliff.
So who should make it on the Mount Rushmore of country music? Hank FM. We're asking
Lincoln.
Question. Getting answers.
Martin Van Buren.
There's lots of classic choices. Garth, George, Johnny, Dolly, all chiming in. But then Daryl kept it simple. The Highwaymen. That's all you need.
No,
boom.
That wouldn't be a bad move.
Doris the Goat of Will It Float. I don't know that she's ever listened to the radio station. She likes Four Non-Blondes.
Mm-hmm.
Stacy says it's Hank Sr., Kris Kristofferson, Patsy Cline, and George Strait. But like any female, you know, she's going out of the lines.
Okay.
She says she wants an extra wall for honorary names. Like Waylon, Marty Robbins, George Jones, Conway, and Loretta.
Wow. He covered
Meanwhile,
the
poor JZL chimed in and he says, blame, never any solutions.
Wow.
I don't know what's going on over there. This is supposed to be fun, JZL.
I believe that's a bot. Russell, our buddy out in the Ford. Yeah, that's Russell right there.
Hello,
he's there
Russell.
At 9 o'clock. Says, KB, remember that
the smooth operator
was of WWE fame, ravishing Rick Rude's intro. Yes, it was ravishing Rick Rude's initial intro, but then he switched it up to this. And yes, I have this available at all times for the show. Anyway, Chad says, I had the pleasure of meeting both y'all's parents at the wedding. Happy birthday to the mother-in-law yesterday. Very nice.
That's
Send
so
it along.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. From Brett, says, my wife and I are celebrating 23 years this month. What's it like being a newlywed again? Well, Brett, it's like you're 24-hour dating. It's like the date, like early going on.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, but that also means that you're very cognizant of... You're not wearing the old sweats quite yet. You know, the ones with the holes in them in the not-so-fun position. And then you're making sure your breath is still good. And that will eventually end.
Probably sooner.
But that's what it's like, Brett.
Later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jimmy, who was at the wedding, said, I kept waiting for the part. But Mark Phillips never asked if anybody had any reason to object.
That may have been by design.
Here you go.
There we go.
Here we go.
You can always send your letters, postcards, and other such missives of communications to Hank FM, care of 1212 Secaucus, New York, P.O. Box 921. Coming up next, we'll send you to the Stock Show.
Waking Up with KB and Heather Lee.